We're greatly honored and privileged today to have as our guest His Holiness the 14th Dalai Lama of Tibet. He's considered the latest incarnation of a holy Buddhist lineage dating back to the year 1391, when the Buddha of Mercy was reborn as the first Dalai Lama. Our guest today was discovered as a young child in 1935 to be the 14th sage in this tradition. And he proved completely accurate in the ritual tests, where belongings of the past Dalai Lamas are offered alongside cleverly duplicated fakes. The young boy consistently chose the real article. At the age of 4 1/2, he was enthroned as the supreme spiritual and worldly leader of Tibet. It was only after the communist Chinese invaded that land that in 1959, His Holiness fled to India. There, Tibetan Buddhists have founded more than 50 large-scale agricultural communities in exile. The Dalai Lama made his first visit to the United States in 1979 and has returned now in the summer of 1981. It is a great honor that you have joined us today. At the core of Buddhism lies the teaching of compassion, or love without attachment, as you've called it. How can we love without being attached?
That is a love based on reasons. Now you see importance of other and the same feeling. And once you're convinced, you see, other people also have the same feeling of mine, same kind of feeling, you see. And when someone else show kindness to us, we appreciate about it. So it's similarly, if we show compassion or love to other, they also feel happy and enjoy. And most important thing is the number. See, oneself is just a single man. The other is infinite. So you see, always the majority, the benefit of majority is always more important than the one single person, one single being. So with these reasons, thinking, you can develop a real love and compassion without attachment. And also, you see, some other practice, you see, wisdom, the realization of, usually we call selflessness, but it often create misunderstanding. So you see, with the help of this wisdom, and also you see realization of impermanence, so always it's changing, and also it's realization of the suffering nature. With these thoughts, we can develop compassion without attachment.